There's a new item on the menu at many French wine bars, non-alcoholic wine. This has Paris-based reporter Rebecca Rossman wondering if anyone is actually ordering it. I mean, France? Fake wine? Impossible! Here's what she found out.
Augustin Lebord quit drinking during the early stages of the pandemic 2 years ago.
Et du coup, c'est à force d'aller dans les bars, les
meeting up with friends in bars quickly became a frustrating experience, he says. His only non-alcoholic options were drinks like soda or fruit juice. So Lebord, a lawyer with a passion for side projects, started doing some internet research.
Donc voilà, c'est en cherchant, on voit.
Turns out, he says, there was a whole range of alcohol-free beverages on the market. They just weren't on any menus. Then a light bulb turned on.
Bonjour, bienvenue déjà dans ce qui est donc la première cave sans alcool en France.
In April, Lebord opened Le Pain qui Boit, or the Drinking Peacock. It's France's first non-alcoholic beverage shop, complete with a selection of more than 300 products, including zero-proof beers, gins, whiskies, and wines.
On part d'un vin donc qui a déjà fermenté.
After going through the traditional fermentation process, Lebord says the alcohol in the wine is evaporated using a special filtration process. He also expects the taste to become more refined as techniques improve and the zero-proof market grows, which it is.
Yeah, this is definitely not a fad.
Dan Metyer with the consultancy group Wine Intelligence says consumption of non-alcoholic wines across the global market has grown by 24% in the last year alone.
As part of the kind of lifestyle choice and all connected to the kind of big wellness trends that we've seen across the world.
But Metyer says that, unsurprisingly, growth has been slower in France than the US and much of Europe.
Particularly in kind of like traditional wine markets, it's a bit of a harder sell. You know, people are kind of have already well-established ideas about, you know, what wine is and what wine should taste like.
Like here at Le Baron Rouge, a wine bar in Paris's 11th arrondissement that's about as traditionalist as it can get. Opened in 1979, this tiny establishment is famous for serving wine from colossal wooden barrels.
I don't understand why you want to drink wine without alcohol.
That's sommelier Olivier Coulin.
But it's also true for the meat. You know, there is some vegan meat. It's crazy. And I don't understand why we need to eat something equal to the meat or to the wine or to the beer.
That's when I insist we do a tasting.
All right, I have two bottles here.
Bottles I've procured from Lebord's shop, including a white Sauvignon and a zero-proof champagne.
That's all pipicha. It's nice.
But then he goes for a second swig and isn't as impressed.
And the third one, yeah, even less.
In other words, you won't be seeing any non-alcoholic wine here anytime soon. Those at this outdoor tasting hosted by the Drinking Peacock disagree. Charles Vauban says he's been trying to cut down on his alcohol consumption while his wife is pregnant.
In France, we always use the fact that wine is not about alcohol, it's all about culture, about gastronomy. And it's interesting to have this aspect in a non-alcoholic product.
In other words, he says, wine traditionalists should realize they all have the same goal, to prove France is producing some of the world's best wines, with or without alcohol. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.